In 1954, the United States Supreme Court finally passes the landmark decision, Brown v. Board of Education, that will once and for all end the segregation of public schools. And overnight, the records and stories of an independent black school system disappear. As the white educators realized that integration was inevitable, they would burn records, and it would take some time before black historians would realize that these records were being systematically removed.
Black educators were so adept at making sure their advocacy could not be seen by white school boards that we believed the story that they told, which is, we aren't doing anything but teaching. The truth of the matter is, these black educators are behind almost everything that gets us to the point that we are right now.
That was Dr. Vanessa Siddle Walker, historian and professor at Emory University. In 2000, she began interviewing one principal from the old black segregated school systems, Dr. Horace Tate, who had gone on to serve as the last executive director of the Georgia Teacher and Educators Association. He was able to provide her with a few concrete documents and insights into the extraordinary activities that teachers performed, more than just teaching. Over time, they developed a trust, and he would hand over a collection of files and audio recordings that included the voice of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and other major civil rights leaders, demonstrating the coordination of the advocacy that was being done underground. It wasn't until right before Dr. Tate's passing that he would point Walker to the headquarters building, where Walker would find, hidden in the attic, the entire lost contents of the Georgia Teachers and Educators Association. It was through these original documents that the true stories were finally uncovered. The underground advocacy of black school teachers remained a secret to most for almost 50 years. The only complete set of records from black segregated schools to survive remained hidden in an attic in West Atlanta. That building still stands today facing Lowry Boulevard and served as the headquarters for the Georgia Teachers and Educators Association, the state government organization that advocated for black teachers. It was purchased in 1951, and the Teachers Association continued to work separately from the White Teachers Association until 1970. As you walk through Washington Park, you will see a birdhouse built to look like the headquarters building. As we retell this story of hidden records and lost history, we want to honor the physical landmark that helps us connect to the past. It serves as a placeholder for the memory of the amazing people that may never be recognized. You can find out more from Dr. Walker's book, The Lost Education of Horace Tate, Thanks for listening.